Welcome to Shulam Achshav and Hadaf. Shir is Leilui Nishmas, Rav Moshe Haurizitzal, the Executive Vice President of the Orthodox Union and a very close friend of my father. We're holding in Zvochim Daf Lamed Aleph. The Gemara speaks about the idea that if you have a Chatzi Zayis Pigul, Chatzi Zayis Chutzim Koimoy, and another Chatzi Zayis of Pigul, so says Rava V'yikatz Kiyoshen HaPigul. So even though there was half a Kazayis of Pigul, half a Kazayis Chutzim Koimoy, but then came another half a Zayis of Pigul, it brought back to life the half a Kazayis that was there before, and now you have a full Kazayis of Pigul. This Loshin of Vayikatz Kiyoshin is a Pasuk in Tehillim referring to when a Kadosh Baruch Hu gets up to do Nekama, revenge, to the Goyim. The Rav Yaakov Emdin, in his Sefer Shilas Yovetz Chalak Aleph Simen Kuf Ayin, he says that a person should never use the words of praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to speak about things in learning or things in talking. And he brings the Sefer Chasidim in Simen Taf Taf Kuf Lamed Vov that he says, you should not use things that have to refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for somebody else. Like someone says, Yehi Kvod Hashem Lo'ilom when he sends a letter. You should not do that. You should not say, Yehi Kvod Adonai Lo'ilom Yisbach Adonai Ma'isov. So a person should not use the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu for something else. So asks the Shilas Yavetz, what about our Gemara in Zvachit Daf Lamed Aleph? That it says over here, Ve'yiketz Kiyoshin. We're using something referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we're using it in learning. Says the Yavetz, it's not such a big question. Because here, it's not a praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ve'yiketz Kiyoshin is not talking about some kind of a title that we have for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's just an expression, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, woke up. And we're using the same Lashon by something else, but it's not a praise. The only thing you now let it use is to take a praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and use that in learning. The Chidah in the Birkei Yosef and Yerideh Simen Shin Lamed Aled seems to say really you should not really use this Lashon, but this was the way Rava was speaking. Rava had Psukim regularly saying Psukim always, so this came into his regular language. There's no problem to use something which is regular talk in learning as well. So even though you should not use praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu for something else, you should not use any title of HaKadosh Baruch Hu for something else, but here was not intention of using the title of HaKadosh Baruch Hu for this. Here was just the way of talking. The way of talking this words or the way you're speaking, that goes into the language as well. Maybe one could suggest another explanation over here. You know when you're not allowed to use maybe words referred to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for something else? When there's nothing to learn from it, for us, a person refers to his friend, and he takes a pasuk, Yichvoy Hashem Lo'ilam. That's something which is asur. But if you can learn from the reason, from the fact that we're using this lashon, something that we can learn from it to understand this language, so then adarabah. I'm not only coming and teaching the learning that we're learning right now, but I'm learning from here also the meaning of what would these words mean. Maybe one could explain the same thing over here. The pasuk says, "Ve'yikach kiyoshen Hashem." It says that Kadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, woke up. What does it mean? He woke up. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't go to sleep. So, as the Ramchal and Das Tfunis and Simon Kufman Vov points out, that something that Kadosh Baruch Hu allows the Rishoyim to be successful, Kadosh Baruch Hu allows them for a certain time to be able to do bad things in the world. But it's not that Kadosh Baruch Hu Chalila left the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is just allowing things to build up based on His cheshbon, and then whenever it's needed, He will intervene and come and stop whatever bad thing is happening. That's called the Yiketz Kiyoshen Hashem, says Ramchal. He wakes up. He's not gone. He's, so to speak, sleeping, waiting for the right moment to intervene. Rav Tzadik HaKoyen, and his Sefer Likutei Ma'amorim, and Oisei, he says a similar idea. He comes to explain a deep Indian Kabbalah called Dormito. Dormito means sleep. And he goes on to this pasuk. He says, V'yiketz Kiyoshen Hashem. He says, sometimes it looks like the bad things are happening in the world. Umasa Oilam are successful. It looks like right now, Kadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, left the world, allowed the Goyim to take over. But the truth is, this is just a preparation for the Geula that needs to come from this. This is what's called the Yiridah L'Tzorech Aliyah. It's a pathway to get to the ultimate Geula. So everything that looks wrong right now we'll find out in a moment that it was completely different. Like someone who's asleep and it seems that he's not here, but really he's just getting more power. He's getting more energy. And he's going to be much more awake and much more alert soon. That's what's happening now in Golus. Things seem to be dark, but really this will bring the ultimate light soon. Efshar, that's what Rav is coming to teach us. It says in the Pasuk, V'yiketz Kiyoshin. What does it mean that Kadosh Baruch Hu is sleeping? Says Rav, you know in Pigul, In pigul, we have a concept that you have a little bit of pigul, it seems to be gone. It's combined with chutzlim koyim, there's no pigul. But if you bring the other pigul, it wakes up, and now you have a very strong pigul. It's not gone, it's still here. This is what it means, v'yiketz ki Hashem Hashem. The Kadosh Baruch Hu is not gone, so to speak. He's just sleeping, meaning gaining koyach to be wake up again and have a higher power. So the yikitz kiyoshin, the Rav is telling me, is to teach me what does it mean, yikitz kiyoshin in the pasuk. The based on the mashal of the pigul, I can understand better what is yikitz kiyoshin referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so it seems like the Imre Emes mentions in a few places. Anyone who wants to sponsor or join the Shomach Shava Shiurim, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.